My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
But the call we want to take right now is Butch from the Morning Roast. Joe Shasky is on with us. Brother, I really appreciate you taking time out of your afternoon to hop on. What's your reaction to this?
Thank God.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus. Thank God. Thank baby Jesus. Thank everyone out there. We are ready to move on. Look, Mark, all your points, I'm sure there are going to be a segment of people that are going to feel just like you. I believe me, I know there will be. But me, I'm just going to speak for myself. I know come Monday, September 9th, when the Jets come out of that tunnel and then the 49ers come out of that tunnel and I hear dun 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 and I hear that Monday night music, I don't give a rip how many months everything took and this and that. If Ayuk's on the field and he's running routes and he's catching the ball and he's getting separation and Purdy's hitting him in stride and he scores a touchdown, I'm going to jump off my seat in section 325 and I am going to be excited. That's all that matters. I mean, and I hear you. Believe me, sometimes the path, the journey, when you get to the destination does matter. Are you wearing the right shoes? Because, you know, you wear the wrong shoes on a long hike, you're going to have blisters. Believe me, I understand that. But at the end of the day, when you're overlooking the vista, isn't it all worth it? And thank God, I'm sitting here and I'm saying to myself, and I'm, and by the way, thank God, in a sporting sense, there are real life issues out there. But like, geez, thank you. We finally get move on. He's a really good player. We all really like him until kind of all this stuff. I don't really care if it's 76 or 74, 77 million guaranteed. Groceries are still going to cost what they cost. My tickets still cost what they cost. Just is 11 in red and gold on September 9th, Monday. He is. Let's go. On to Trent Williams.
Well, okay, so I'm going to buy all that, but you know what you said in there that has my attention, at least for the moment, because I agree with the concept overall. Yes, it's over. Are the Niners better this year? Of course they are. But you just said, when you go to that game on September 9th, you'll be excited, quote, if he's in the lineup.
Yeah.
And now we're looking at a contract that suggests there's absolutely no reason he shouldn't have been in the lineup. And now that's in question because of the way he played this month of August. And at least in this moment, I'm not over that yet.
I think that's a fair prerogative. I mean, look, Deebo Samuel, you know, had, it's like a hold in or whatever. He had a rough year. Now, football's violent. Guys get hurt. That could have happened whether he was at every single part of camp or not. But he came in after the contract thing, had a rough year. Fred Warner had a down year after the contract thing. He showed up to everything. He was available for everything. George Kittle got his knee blown off by Jimmy Garoppolo on a high throw first week, 2020. That had nothing to do with him being at camp the entire time. So you can underperform whether you went to camp or not to camp, but he does have to bounce back. And now it's not the earn it part of it, but it's the, now I got to prove to everybody that I am the man and I'm worthy of that third contract. Cause that's how these guys are wired. Right. But like at the end of the day, is it much ado about nothing? The last 3, 4, 5 months, it does feel that way. I'm not going to lie, you know, but aren't we all just Niner fans? And don't we want 11 in red and gold?
Of course.
You know, like, but here's the real tangible thing. And I said it last year. Everybody goes, huh? I mean, Bosa keeps himself in great shape. There's no worry at all. Then he had 3 sacks through about 9 games. How'd we feel then? Oh, well, I'm still learning the defense. Like, that is a real thing. Now, he's been in the offense before. He's kicked butt. I mean, the last 2 training camps, Ayuk has dominated training camp from when I was there. I thought he was the number one player. And I think receivers can dominate given the nature of how training camp is set up. But I think he's going to be ready to go. I think there's going to be a pretty good transition. The conditioning, he's going to have to work on. That's a real thing. You can run on the side. That's not football conditioning. So I'm ready to see it. Let's let it play itself out. And after a month mark, if there's data that suggests there's slippage, well, then let's have that conversation. But today, I'm just happy we get to move on and actually break down Jets Niners.
No,
I'm so sick of talking about the just bags of money when I just paid $85 to fill half my tank.
Well, okay, all fair, and I know our listeners agree with what you said even more than you and I do. However, I will remind everybody, the one that we've spent the last 3 weeks saying is absolutely imperative remains not in camp. I still have no worries there. However, he remains not in camp. So there's that. And I think you're striking the right chord with what most Niner fans are thinking, which is, yay, this year. However, what do you think this means for the future of the group with the 2 rookies, Debo's contract, etc.?
I mean, look, the reality is that I've been saying it for a while. You can't pay everyone. You're a victim of your own success. And it's a good and bad thing, right? We have a lot of really good players who deserve to get paid. When Lakin Tomlinson, they swooped him up for a first-round pick from Detroit. They built him up. He had value. They were like, you know what? We're going to let you go. We have a guy waiting in the wings who redshirted in Aaron Banks. Well, now is the time for Aaron Banks to go get paid next year. What do you do there? I don't know. What's he going to command? I don't know. I know every run ends up on the left-hand side with Trent and Aaron Brooks. I don't know how good he is. Like, you guys tell me. Baldy thinks he's pretty solid, but does that command top dollar? Who knows? Does Debo go? Is this a Game of Thrones type situation where, because I've paid Ayuk, and if Debo shows any slippage this year, well, I could get out from underneath his contract. I don't know. I think tight end's great value. $15 million for an elite tight end, that sounds like great production and great value. So I'm into value, right? And I'm looking at this and I'm going, I don't love paying the quarterback $60 million and 2 receivers $60 million. That's $120 million, essentially 45% of my cap on 3 players. Like, I don't think that's sound team building strategies, but it might be worth it. And why do I pay Kyle Shanahan $20 million a year? Maybe he could find the next guy at offensive line who could replace Aaron Banks. Like, these are questions that will have to play themselves out. I know this. Travarius Ward wants money. Who knows with Greenlaw?
Yep.
What are you going to do with Amon or Lenore? Are you going to cut the guy that you just signed last year in Javon Hargrave? There is a domino effect that is real. It's all in for this year. Next year, I'll worry about next year. How many years have I heard about the Saints being $700 zillion over the cap, and every year they're signing people?
Yeah.
So, Parag, the time to earn your money is not when the team is 2-14. It's when we're 13-5 and we need to juggle the books. This is when I need to cook it like I'm a character in Sopranos trying to set up the bada bing. Let's go, baby.
Just an hour ago, Tim Kawakami, and this is ironic, coincidental, one or the other, he said, even if he signs, I think that the relationship could be damaged. Does that matter to you?
I mean,
we've said for weeks, Joe, the second this happens, all is forgiven. Is it?
Well, here's one thing that I've learned, whether it's, and I'm not trying to pick on any of these people, but whether it's the Klay Thompson situation, Jordan Poole, Andrew Wiggins, like, I think that we have enough evidence. It's business. But all business on some level is personal. Ask anyone that you know. You ever been through an estate situation where a family member passes away? Right? There's a business element to it, and then there's a personal element to it. Every transaction in every walk of life at some level becomes an emotional thing as well. I'm not surprised if that ends up being the byproduct of this. But that doesn't mean they can't get over this. I mean, Mark, how many times did you, me, the Niners, think that Jimmy Garoppolo was done in San Francisco? 4, 5 different times? And they found a way to make it work. Now, it ultimately ended in divorce, but doesn't that happen for pretty much every single player in the league? So I'm in another, let's wait and see what happens. If the guy gets 130 targets this year, unlikely in this offense, right. But let's just say he does.
Yeah.
Okay? And he scores 13 touchdowns. What's there to be angry about?
No, nothing. I mean, yeah, this is never about, to me, this is never about when he scores a touchdown, are you happy as a 49er fan? I just like, and maybe I just need some days to get through this. I think that there's collateral damage here. You can like that. That news to me is a big deal. And for everybody who's been on our station the last few days going, Brandon Ayuk was a bad teammate. I think they were right. If you sat out all of camp and did not get a dollar for it, I'm sorry, man. Like that matters to me, especially if now there needs to be a ramp up and you don't perform or there's a soft tissue thing. I know I sound like a worry ward,
but
come on, man. Like this was not well played on either side.
That last sentence, I think the 49ers, I think Brandon Ayuk, I think everybody involved made numerous missteps and miscalculations along the way. My biggest beef with the Niners on this, but I think they misread the person. Like, you've had this guy in the building for 4 or 5 years now, and you didn't know how this whole thing was going to go down. Now, that doesn't mean he can't evolve as a person over time. Like, that happens. But part of being in this type of a world is you got to have a good feel for the people and how they're going to react to certain situations, right? And you can't control everything. Like, nobody knew Antonio Brown was going to go crazy, but he did, right? And Pittsburgh had a pretty good feel of it. And once they hit a certain spot, they're like, all right, this is enough. Now, Brandon's far from anything like that. He's been a model teammate for the most part. We'll see what happens. I'm in a wait and see approach regarding all the stuff you're addressing, but I don't think you're alone. And I'll give you, I don't think you're alone on all that. I'm willing to just say this. Me as a Niner fan, let's just get back onto the freaking field. Let's go out and let's dominate. Let's score 30 points a game. You know who's the happiest person right now, in my estimation? It's got to be Brock Purdy. Because as Brock Purdy steps back in every single exhibition game, he's looking around going, all I see is guys who can't get open. I got nobody getting open. And so for Brock Purdy, for crying out loud, you got to feel good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. By the way, and get your reaction to this. One more detail that just came in a short time ago from Ian Rappaport, because we know the total, we know the guarantee, and then there's the actual guarantee, which in other words is the upfront money.
Yeah, what is it?
Between now and April 1st of next year, so essentially this season, $47 million.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Wow, it's pretty nice.
That's what he gets.
It's pretty nice. Yeah. Hey, look, the reality is I'm sure Brandon's probably thinking, it doesn't matter how I got to that, I'm here and I'm getting it. And so that's nice. And that's going to feel real good every 2 weeks or however the heck they pay the NFL players these days. But look, the Niners, I think the Niners did not get backed into this. They know what this is. This is big boy business. And when you want to win, this is the price to pay. You gotta pony the money up. And I feel like at every single turn, they have done that. And look, I will give everyone credit that they got this done with enough time where I don't want to hear any excuses. And if there are excuses, come week two, week three, week six, week seven. Well, that's where I'm going to start to raise an eyebrow and say, hey, guys, this was easily avoidable by both camps.
Also, one more tweet I'd like to throw at you, Joe, because I'm sure you've heard, and we just reported a short time ago, although we're not reporting it, we're reading Adam Schefter's Twitter, where he said the hold-in did not alter any part of the deal. This is the same offer that's been on the table since August 10th. Guess who just quote-tweeted that? Ryan Williams, Brandon Ayuk's agent, who says, that is factually inaccurate, but the check still cashes.
I mean, Mark, I'm not going to sugarcoat this in the words of Joe Lacob. When I see Adam Schefter tweet things out or talk on McAfee, it does feel like he's getting his information from the 49er point
John
of view.
Lynch, sure.
And I would just say that in these types of situations, like the leakage and the spin and this, that, and the other, like, I just don't care. Like, for me, you're not going to sway me. I know you're trying to win the narrative. To me, that's just unnecessary. That's my view. I think it's unnecessary. And I don't think other players who potentially might be going through something in the future want to have that business out there like that. Like, to me, it doesn't accomplish what they think it accomplishes. It's just, and I feel like we're really in the weeds on that kind of stuff. Because, again, like when I go in and out of Levi Stadium and I go to Niner games, like, for example, my nephew, I got him a Brandon Ayuk jersey. I had an extra television in the basement. Long story. I traded it for an Ayuk jersey. I gave it to my nephew. All summer I'm going, I just gave my cousin a jersey he's not even going to be able to use. I just cursed the guy. He hits me up right now. And he's like, I get to wear the jersey. Thank God. Well, like, that's what I think 90% of Niner fans are thinking as they're walking into Levi's on Monday night. I just get the Trent Williams thing done and let's talk about football,
well,
baby.
Somebody
tell me if CMC is going to be able to play with this calf strain. Like, come on. I've gotten 3 Super Bowl losses in 15 years, Mark. I can't endure another horrific NFC Championship game or Super Bowl loss. We got to win one of these bad boys.
Shout out also to all the fantasy drafters who stuck with it and really like, nope, I'm drafting him. It's going to be fine. Today's a good day for you as well. Is the baby okay? Everything going all right?
Dude, the baby's freaking awesome. Me and my brother had to drive up to the cabin, long story, and we went to Chick-fil-A. And let's just say, the baby's in on Chick-fil-A.
Well, then the baby's a good baby. You did a good job. Hey, thanks, man.
Hey, have a good one. Hey, look. I get where you're coming from. I think a lot of people feel like you do. I'm just relieved it's over.
Well,
I was exhausted.
We all agree there.
Exhausted by talking about this.
And the listeners were exhausted by listening to it. I totally get it. So that from that perspective, that's where we're all on the same page.
Absolutely.
All right, man. Have a good show tomorrow morning. Thanks so much.
You too, and our Giants. We'll talk later.
Well, good Giants. Lord. Good Lord. Yeah.
Have a good one, bud.
I gave him a eulogy, actually, about 5 days ago already. So, all right.
See you soon.
See you. There he goes, Joe Shask.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.